The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the Daily Racing Podcast here at William Hill, hosted by me, Bobby Beavers, and delighted to say that this afternoon I'm joined by Kevin O'Malley. Kevin, great to see you. How are you? Keeping well?
Not too bad at all, Bobby. Nice to be back again. It's been a couple of months since I was up here on the radio. I was here yesterday for some fantastic action, and today we've been absolute treat at Newmarket. Obviously, two Darren Hot and the Dewhurst was absolute mustard, and we've just seen the Cesarewitch as well.
We certainly have. Low Sun was the winner of the 2018 renewal of the Cesarewitch. Just before we talk about the Cesarewitch, let's just talk about Two Darn Hot. A perfect 4 from 4 now. He's won the Dewhurst this afternoon. Have we seen the 2000 Guineas winner next year?
It looks that way. I mean, given how strong he was at the finish in particular over the 7 furlong trip, Anthony Van Dyke and Advertise in particular, they travel so smoothly through the race. Look at, you know, they're two top-class colts in their own right. I thought Anthony Van Dyke, a couple of furlongs out, it was his race for the taking, because Two Darn Hot was in behind the leaders. He was keen early on, wasn't travelling particularly well, but then suddenly, with a half a furlong to go, he was in absolute overdrive, and come the line, he was 3 or 4 lengths clear. I haven't looked at the finishing distances just yet, but impressive, really impressive. And you'd imagine that another furlong and then some will be right up his street next season. And he's a colt right out of the top draw, isn't he?
And it's interesting as well what you say there, because when I was watching the race, it did look to be in a little bit of trouble. He did actually wonder if he's going to win here. But when he showed that turn of foot, wow, that was like, you know, wow.
I mean, that's what you want to see. You want to see them being strong at the finish. We've only got the benefit of seeing the race once in the radio studio, but I can't wait to go back and watch it again, because, you know, as I say, them two colts, Anthony Van Dyke and Advertise, were travelling so well that I thought the race, they were going to fight it out between them, because Two Darn Hot just had an awful lot of work on his hands. But in the final furlong, he was majestic. It's the only way to describe it, really. So I'm not sure what kind of price he is for the 2,000 guineas yet, but I'm sure he's going to be a short price favourite. And if he gets there in one piece, you know, it'll take something special to beat him.
I know there's a lot of racing, plenty of quality jumps racing to enjoy before the 2019 flat season. We say there, I think we're both in agreement that he'll win the 2,000 guineas. He's also in the market as well for the Derby. But am I right in saying there's a bit of a concern whether or not he'd get the trip there? Is that right?
Well, he's got so much class and ability. You know, everything else will be playing catch up. Mm-hmm. So you know that from 2 to 3, plenty of horses are going to improve physically and in terms of their form as well. I saw a horse that finished 2nd in the Autumn Stakes earlier on today, Magna Grisha, who I think is going to could turn out to be a nice Derby candidate. But in terms of Two Darn Hot getting the extra 3 or 4 furlongs that he needs to get on top of the 2,000 guineas trip, you know, he's just got so much pace at the end of a race. That's very, very encouraging. Mm-hmm. You know, if you were seeing him tying up in front over a mile, you'd be worried. But given how strong he is in the finish, not really. You know, he could definitely be a 2,000 guineas contender and a Derby contender. So he's just a top-class colt, and it's a pleasure to watch him perform.
Yeah, we'll very much look forward to him competing in a classic, all the classics next season, depending on where he does turn up. Of course, the big handicap of the day was the Cesarewitch. It was a 1-2-4 Willie Mullins, and it was Low Sun that was the winner.
Yes, indeed. I'd heard some encouraging reports about all of the Richie horses, but in particular Low Sun. He worked nicely a couple of Fridays ago. That was obviously 2 weeks ago, and a lot can happen between 2 weeks, a nice piece of work in the morning, and race time. But there were encouraging reports about Low Sun. He got a nice early position under Shamie Heffernan, who gave him an absolutely tremendous ride. I mean, he's a real veteran in the saddle, as consistent and trustworthy as they come, so a properly good booking there. He was under pressure a long way from home, but, you know, I think he's won over 2 miles 6 over hurdles, I think. You know, so he had stamina in abundance. And even though he had to use up plenty of energy early on to maintain his position, he just kept finding and finding. And even though Uradel just kept pestering him in the last furlong, didn't he? But Lawson had the rail to help him. And I didn't see much of what was going on in behind because, you know, I'd backed Lawson anti-post and I just had my eyes fixated on him. I know that Cleante stayed on for third and the Glasgow Warrior as well, who's been running well in defeat for a long time now this season. He's benefited for the step up in trip and ran an absolute blinder. I napped Speedo Boy because I need a miracle in the William Hill naps table. And he's ran on really well from behind to finish sixth. So he's ran with real credit there, Speedo Boy, in what was a fantastic spectacle. But no, a winner for the Richies, and Willie Mullins trained and produced fantastically well for the race. And as I say, expertly ride by Shamie Heffernan. It was a really tremendous finish between the pair of them.
Yeah, very much agree with everything you have just said there, Kevin. And looking ahead to Sunday afternoon's racing as well, there's a really good card at Chepstow tomorrow afternoon.
There is. Really, really looking forward to it. It's just that time of season when you're starting to see the youngsters come out and stretch their legs. And for me, it's all about just how they jump. And, you know, it's starting to establish that enjoyment for the game early on in the season. And I've got a couple of fancies in the 250 race and the 325 race, the Persian War. Mm-hmm. And it is a quality card tomorrow. I haven't had time to look at it in too much depth, but just a couple of names just kind of jump off the page.
And what will be your selection then ahead of Sunday afternoon's race? It's a tough one, isn't it, to an extent?
Yeah, indeed. In the 250 novice chase, it's a novice chase over 2.7 miles. It's going to take a little bit of getting. There's some very interesting prospects here. Colin Tizzard's Drinks Interval, he's a very consistent sort. He won at Uttoxeter last month. He beat Sky Pirate there. I'm not too sure that the form of that is terribly strong. He was beaten by the unit before that back in August, and I think he might just be up against it. Chamaron for Paul Nichols, lightly raced, comes here on the back of a wind operation. As you know, most of Paul Nichols' string have wind ups before they start the season. He's an interesting one, could be an improver, but hasn't really done a great deal on the track. The one that I'm very interested in is DeBecci for Tim Vaughan. He is very, very well bred, certainly bred for the job. He is a half brother to, he could be a full brother actually, to Don Polly. Mm-hmm. And he's got a lot of size and scope about him. He fell when we saw him last time out. I backed him at Aintree when he was fourth behind Mr. Big Shot in that handicap hurdle there. But whatever he did over hurdles, you know, the old cliche, was a bonus. I can't wait to see how he gets on over fences tomorrow. He's a seven-year-old. He's the right age to go at novice chasing. He's got the pedigree. He's got the size for it. And even though he fell when we last saw him, that was a bit of an unfortunate fall more than anything else. I think, you know, he could be electric over his fences. He's got the scope and everything else for it. So DeBecci for me in the 250 would probably just about be my bet of the day, I reckon, over the one I fancy in the 325, the Persian War.
And your second selection, please?
Yeah, I'll go for my second selection. My next best would be in the Persian War Novices Hurdle. It's a race over half a furlong shy of 2.4 miles. Cool Lanley is the favourite just about for Fergal O'Brien, who's stable in pretty good form generally early in the season. But I'm going to go with Kim Bailey's runner, who arrives here on a hat-trick, Manila Warrior. He's got a first-time tongue-tie, but he's won his last two, and he's been particularly strong at the finish. He was very, very impressive, stretching clear by 9 lengths at Uttoxeter last time out. Did that in a pretty good time as well. He's around about the 3-1 mark, something like that, and I think he could be on the upgrade, and I expect him to go very close in the Persian War tomorrow.
Absolutely brilliant. So those are the two selections from Kevin ahead of a race on Sunday afternoon at Chepstow. Do tune in to William Hill Racing Radio. It's live from 1:25 on Sunday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.